Hello, this is William Hemphill, the Faith and Family Matters podcast. I am a pastoral therapist that works a lot with couples. And today I want to talk about manhood and sexual boundaries. Manhood and sexual boundaries. What brings this to mind is lately I've been doing some work in ministry. And I've come across some couples who have lost their relationships because the men were unable to keep sexual integrity or sexual boundaries in their relationships. And frankly, because I care about them, my heart was hurting quite a bit when I heard the news that these couples were going to split up. I want to talk about boundaries in a couple ways. First of all, I don't know about you, but in the world of men that I grew up in, we were often taught that manhood was defined by how many sexual partners you had. One of the goals when you met a woman, whether they were attractive or not, was to see if you could be sexually intimate with them. Because the true measure of your manhood was, could you have a sexual conquest? That's the world I grew up in. I also say that world is wrong. One of the big problems of that world is if, as a man, you grow up in a world of sexual conquest, when you do decide to get married, you may not have the sexual discipline to stay faithful in your marriage. Here's what I mean. Was listening to a show with a well-known preacher whose name I won't say. Lost marriages. But one of the things that this minister was saying was they didn't know how to have sexual discipline or walk in faithfulness because they had never tried to do that until they had gotten married. So they spent all the time in their single lives just doing what I basically talked about in the world of men. Having as many intimate partners as they could. And then when they got married, they decided, hey, I'm going to be sexually faithful to my spouse. But they didn't know how to do it. They hadn't built the muscles to handle the temptation. They hadn't learned how to set the boundaries on relationships. They hadn't learned how to do the things necessary in order to stay faithful in marriage. And because of that, they lost their spouse. Same situation that these couples I'm talking about when now. They're in the situation where they're about to lose what is most valuable, their relationships with their spouses, and losing them for something, for lack of a better term, that was a cheap thrill. Here's what I mean when you're talking about losing something valuable. Losing the woman who's going to walk beside you every day. Losing the woman that you can pray with on a daily basis. Losing the person whose shoulder you can cry on when your parents get sick and die. Losing the person that you're building a home and raising children with. You're building business and ministry and life together. Losing that for a few minutes of fun, quote unquote, outside of your relationship. Losing what is most valuable, the thing that will endure 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, and 50 years. I heard a minister was listening this morning. He literally said that you don't stay married 50 years because someone is fine and look good. You stay married 50 years because you learn how to love and serve and walk with one another. And in order to get to that place where we have true intimacy, not just sexually, but spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally, we have to know how to hold the boundaries in our marital relationships. And that myth that we grew up with as men, or at least I did, that you're supposed to have a lot of sexual conquests, does not serve you in being able to walk fully in what God has called us to be as men. So, even as I prepare to give some closing thoughts, I want to say to us as men, if that was your model of manhood, how many sexual conquests you can have, how many women you could sleep with, I want to invite us to a new model. A model on where we follow Christ daily. And I want to tell you this, following Christ is not boring, because if you're truly following Christ, you're going to be called to walk in faith. And when you're called to walk in faith, you're going to be asked to do some scary things and some adventurous things at times. I want to call us to follow Christ daily with integrity, submitting ourselves to God, the one who made us, the one who knows us, the one in whose image we're created, the one who gave us the gifts, the talents, the abilities, and everything else, so we can make a difference and impact our world. I want us to find true fulfillment in following Christ. So as we follow Christ and trust in the Lord, that reduces the effect of temptations and all those messages that do nothing to harm us. Whether we're single or whether we're married, that should be our focus every day. But if we have that focus in marriage, then as we submit ourselves to Christ, we learn how to love our spouses better as men. I'm giving us a call because we've got to do something different. We've got to do something different so we can model something different, so we can have strong and powerful marriages and strong and powerful families that allow us to raise other generations that will truly follow Christ and make a difference in our world. I do believe it starts with us, though, as men. And part of it is trying to walk with sexual integrity. As I close, before I close, I want to say this briefly. If you have questions about how to strengthen your marriage or how we can walk as men in integrity, please feel free to reach out to me at www.faithandfamilyempowerment.com. I want to close in a prayer for our marriages and for us as men. Lord, I just ask for your grace and your love today. For all of us, first of all, who are married, who've made decisions to walk together in love and relationship with one another, who've made decisions to build life together. Help us to love and serve one another. Help us to forgive when we harm one another. Help us to walk with integrity so we can have loving and safe marriages spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, and sexually. Help us to be in places where we can build each other up as we trust in you in marriage. And for us as men, Lord, show us a new way of walking with you each and every day. Show us how to reject the messages that have harmed us in the past and keep us from walking in a faithful and divine future with you. Show us how to draw strength spiritually. Show us our purpose in you. Show us our gifts and talents in you, and help us to be able to walk with you faithfully each and every day, such that we can be the men you would call us to be and make a difference in our families and in society. May we trust in you daily, and may we seek out to you. And when we have messed up, forgive us of our sins and help us to make turns towards you and toward following you. It's in your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. This is William Hemphill with the Faith and Family Matters podcast, thanking you for joining us today. God bless you.